are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
Well, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is that you're watching this. Welcome to our second season of Coffee with Kim. I am so delighted and humbled and happy that you are here. Enjoy this moment. Pull up your coffee and let's talk about something that, I believe we're all ready to talk about. Think about this. Think about this statement, tucked within your burdens, a blessing may be a single decision away. Did you hear that? Because we all know what our burdens are like, don't we? We all know what those hurts are. We know what those things are that are speak to us and try to keep us from being our best. So we know what the burdens are, but could you dare to believe, are you willing to even step into the place where you think, maybe? That tucked within this burden that I've been carrying for so long that maybe no one even knows about could hold a blessing, and that I may have the power to begin that, that God has empowered me to make the decision to walk into all those things that He finds possible today. Oh, I will tell you, for me, that was a single decision, and that decision was to believe. And then to take the necessary steps to see and receive the blessings that God has. And still every day, that is my desire in life, to be able to confront whatever it is that the world, the enemy, the inner me tries to, how it tries to slow me down. But I had to find that courage to confront, to walk into being the conqueror. And now the few things that I've found out in these last 25 years of doing that, I want to share with you. I want this to be a platform where you share with us. I want this to be the place where we truly do have that conversation, a conversations of friends of all faiths, all denominations, conversations of friends of all faiths, that we could just encourage and equip one another. Does that sound wonderful to you? Well, if it does, I invite you to pull up your coffee, get your drink, and join me right here. My name is Kim Crable, and I am your host, and I'm airing this from Baltimore, Maryland. That's my home. Yes, I know. You hear this southern accent. I raised my voice and spent most of my life in the heart of Georgia, in Augusta, Georgia. For the last 15, 16 years, we've made our home in Baltimore, and it's become such a place of blessings for me. So while I'm in Baltimore airing, you'll find me on locations throughout the season. I'm going to be bringing this show to you from Texas, from California, from many different places. And as I do my work on this end, you will meet and know that our executive producer, Melinda, is going to be doing all the work from Atlanta, Georgia. And then we're going to be bringing guests to you from Singapore, from Kenya, from Gilmer, Texas, from Georgia, from Colorado. We're going to be bringing together the most incredible stories, your story, my story, our stories, so that we can truly see that we can conquer through Christ. Well, how do we even begin that? That sounds like a lot, doesn't it? I mean, I remember the first time I heard those words, I thought, I was so confused. I mean, I was connected. I wanted to hear. But gosh, How do you break all that down? Well, this season, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to start breaking down some of these powerful words and truths so that we can take them and dissect them into little steps. And together, we're going to walk. We're going to walk together. We're going to confront so many issues that you thought were unconquerable. But how God is saying with him, he is ready to roll up his sleeves and go to work. If we are we ready to step into that? You know, the world compels us. Is this not true, friend? The world compels us that we must see, and then we can believe. Today, God calls us to something different. The very same thing that he called Martha to back in the book of John, chapter 11. You know, Martha was devastated. She had had a great loss in her life. She was angry. She was bitter. She had been trying to do everything right, but yet, boy, great disappointment came knocking on her door. And the thing about it was, she knew that she served. She had Jesus who could have prevented that. Maybe that's you today. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, yeah, well, God really let me down. He didn't show up when I needed him. I know I felt that way. Martha sure felt that way. You know what she did? She ran out and she confronted Jesus, stood there before him. And Jesus said to her, Martha, you must believe, and then you will see. Can you believe that? Wow, that was some audacity, wasn't it? I mean, the one who didn't show up when he was supposed to show up, and now he's saying, oh, well, you have to believe it before you see it. What is that all about? Oh, there's good news in there. There is such an incredible truth that's in that. That's what we're going to talk about, believing. Because if you read the rest of the story, you're going to find out that Martha's confrontation, being able to stand up to that hurt and to that anger, to really go to the person who can make a difference. Wow, did we see some conquering that really happened? Even death was conquered. Even death was conquered. Well, kind of brings me to our hearts and our lives today. You feel like there's anything that's just kind of died in your life? Maybe a dream, maybe a hope, maybe a plan. Is there something that you see dying? Have you served God with everything that you can and you still are there and you just feel like, why didn't he show up? Are you ready to really confront these things that maybe you thought you just didn't have the energy to confront, or maybe you just didn't even think there was even any hope in confronting them? Are you mad? Are you angry? Are you disappointed? Are you frustrated? Are you confused? Are you tired of wearing a mask? Martha threw all her mask off as she ran to Jesus. You know, that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to run to him. He wants us to see the conquering Christ that he is. I want to see that again in my life. Do you? I want to see things resurrected. But I'll tell you, it comes through believing. Let's talk about that today. I mean, really, are you ready to walk out of the personal prisons that you've put yourself in? Are you ready to step beyond the shame? Are you ready to deal with your doubts like Martha did? Are you ready to see God redeem even your regrets? If you are, even if you think that you might be, friend, this is the season of Coffee with Kim that is for us, because I know that I am. I am ready to clear everything out of my way that keeps me from living the the life that Christ died to give me. Our theme this entire season is going to be confronting in Christ. Confronting and conquering. You see, it's so easy to just run away. Oh, we see that all through the Bible. Jonah, Moses, Hagar. I mean, I can definitely add my name to that list of just running away, giving up. This week, this season, we're going to talk about stopping the running to confront and conquer those things and take back the life that we know is in us. You know there's more within you, don't you? Don't you? You know that there's more. God is calling us to that more. He's calling out that more in us. So each week on this show, right here at this time, we're going to dive into the biblical principles of confronting whatever it is that's standing in our way, whatever it is that's holding us back, whatever it is that's been causing us to procrastinate. We're going to talk about those principles, but we're going to break it down and talk about the meaning of that principle and its practical application in our own circumstances. Does that sound good? Did I just see you smile? Isn't this what we've been waiting for? Isn't the truth that most of us can memorize the scriptures frontwards and backwards and upside down? But gosh, making it practical is a whole different dynamic, isn't it? That's what I love to do. Oh, I love to take a scripture and just study it for hours and days and weeks. Turn it upside down. Do word studies. Work it out. Walk it out and see it alive in my life. I'm learning from you. I'm going to learn from you. We're going to learn together. We're going to get into the Word, and we're going to allow the Word to go to work for us. Sound good? You think it's possible? Oh, let me prove to you that it is. Hebrews. Oh, well, let's start. Yeah, let's start in Hebrews. Let's start in Hebrews. If you have your Bible, if you don't, you just grab your, if you don't have your Bible, just grab your notes. Hebrews tells us, you hear my Bible pages rustling a little bit? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the Word of God is active, living, active, and alive. The Word of God is living and active. Well, okay, that's great. It's living and active. You know, the Bible tells us, I read a quote one time. It said, the Bible is the only book that when we open it up, that the author shows up with us. Isn't that amazing? Don't you just love that thought? He does. He shows up with us. And his word goes to work for us. How? We're told that in 2 Timothy, back up a few chapters, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Listen to this. The word says that the word of God, as God breathed, is useful to teach us and to correct us, rebuke us, to train us in righteousness. See, it goes to work for us. Aren't you ready for this word to go to work? I know you are. I know you are, and I know that I am, and he says that it can do that. I love diving into this word and making it applicable in our lives. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to start telling you a little story about how this actually began working in my life, but before I do, I want to remind you that I would love to have you call in. Call in today and join me. The number is 347-324-5246. Press 1, and you'll go into our virtual green room. We'll take your call in the orders that it's received, and we'll talk to you and hear what you have to say. I want to tell you that a lot of my talk, especially what I'm getting ready to tell you about, and this whole concept of the burdens, the blessings, the being able to stand up and confront and conquer, is in a book that my first book that I actually wrote, Burdens to Blessings. And if you'll hang on, at the end of the show, we're going to actually have a drawing so that you can receive a free copy today. So callers, whether you get on air or not on air, you will be eligible for that free drawing. I'd love to send this to you because it has so many amazing scriptures in it today. So call in if you can. We'd love to have you. So let me tell you how I began to confront and conquer. Gosh, it began over 25 years in my life. And I'll never forget that morning. It was a morning like any others. I was living in Augusta, Georgia, and, you know, I was getting the boys off to school and doing just normal, get your breakfast, get the laundry going, that kind of day. Except there was one thing that was really different. I had made a choice to confront my life. Not the people who had hurt me, not the strangers who had bothered me. God had called me to confront my life. See, I had been running. I had been running, oh my gosh, I guess since I was about 4 years old. That devastating hurt that happened to me that you read about when I was 4 years old. And since that time, I had been trying to manipulate situations, cover up sadness, glue the broken pieces together with a busy life and all the things that this world had to offer me. But I was tired. You know what I mean? I was tired and I was exhausted. Oh, I was smiling on the outside. I was running around on the outside, but on the inside, I was exhausted. I was worn out. I didn't know where to go. I was in vertical position on the outside, but on the inside, I was crawled up in fetal position, just praying that I could figure this thing called life out, not only for myself, but for my children, for those I loved. For those I wanted to be an example to. I guess you might say that life had kind of driven me to some kind of desperation. But my desperation was leading me to a crossroad of decision. I had a decision to make, and God had whispered already in my life, God had already whispered a truth to me. He had said to me so clearly, in one of my moments of vulnerability, Kim, you are not okay, but you can be. Don't you love it when God comes to us with the raw truth? No, you are not okay, Kim. But then he throws in that hope, but you can be. But you can be. I'll never forget that moment in my life. It was the first time since I was 4 years old that I had hope. God will not cover up anything, but with unveiling and disclosing our hurt and our pain, that is when he walks in with all the hope that heaven has and extends it to us. But there again, it is the decision. What will we do? Will we believe? I guess in that moment, God was kind of saying to me what the Bible says in John 16:33. Kim, you're troubled. You have troubles. You have been through trials, but I have overcome them all. All of them, God, really? All of them? Yes, I have overcome them all. See, he was inviting me with the same invitation as Matthew 11:28. Come to me, Kim. Bring your weary self to me and let me give you rest. Gosh, I was hearing so much stuff. Maybe even you, maybe you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is an overload. Well, it's the truth. And we're going to dissect that. So don't feel overloaded. Feel hopeful this morning. Be like Abraham from Romans 4. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. That's what I had to confront. Would I be an Abraham? Would I believe? Would I be like Paul in Acts 27:25 when Paul looks out and he says, he declared, I believe it will be just as God has said it will be. How can I believe that I can be okay? You, my friend, as a listener, can you believe? Will you declare as Paul said that I will believe it will be just as God has said? And then can we all be like Peter that when we come back around and God goes, okay, all right, believe. And then we go, but God, I've tried believing so many times and it just didn't work out. It never worked out for me. Can we be like Peter when he came in from fishing and he hadn't caught anything and he felt like a complete failure? Do you know what that's like, just to feel like a complete failure in life? But yet, Jesus looked at him and said, try again. Don't give up. I'm with you. And Peter looked up at him, and I love these seven words. I have them posted all around my home. Peter looked at him and said, but because you said so, I will. He believed in the person, Jesus, who stood before him. All these words, all these things that were coming at me, all these things that you're hearing today can send us on a mission. It sent me on a mission because I decided in my mind I had to know. The Bible tells me in Psalms 34:8, taste and see the goodness of God. I was going after the goodness. God, if this could possibly be true, I am going to give it my all. So I dove into the scriptures. And you know what began to happen? I began to, there was like a collision that happened with my current thinking based on what God's word was saying to me. All of a sudden, my mind started being open to what the scripture was telling me. It came to make sense a little bit. Maybe God was just giving me a sense of understanding. I don't know. But then I began to see that scripture by scripture by scripture that God began to give me was a literal path. It was like a spiritual path that he was laying out for me that I had to learn to walk in a very practical and physical way. You see, I had to take on the spiritual and walk it out in a practical way. Oh, these are some amazing things that I cannot wait to share with you over the next few weeks and months as we look at our lives and allow what we think collide with God's truth and really confront what it is that we've always thought and allow our lives to conquer, be conquered through Christ, so that we can walk free of the shame, and so we don't have to doubt ourselves, and so that we can find our purpose, and so that we truly can live each day in spiritual significance. Just five of the scriptures that I'm going to give you right now that God just collided with what I had always thought. You see, at the age of four, I thought I'd been told I was a mistake. Jeremiah 1:5 says, I was no mistake. I thought that I had lost the plan that God had given to me. Jeremiah 29:11 says, no, there is a plan, and it's a plan for your future. There's nowhere in that scripture that says God will take away that plan. As a matter of fact, he tells us that the call of the righteousness cannot be taken away. What does that plan look like? How do I do that? Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we walk it out in daily steps. That means every day is important. Where we go, who I see. Where you go today is not coincidental. It's a part of that plan. But then I thought, but I've messed it all up. Look, I was abused. I was addicted to diet pills. I took the roads of eating disorders. But this happened to me, and I did this, and that happened, and surely God cannot work with me. Romans 8:28 says that all those things he can work. You see, he saw all those things before they ever happened, and he made a way to work them into the plan. Even those things that maybe that came against me that were maybe meant for evil, God says, I can turn even that for your good. But he says, it takes my power working through you Ephesians 3:20. My power at work within you to be able to see and do all these things. You see, what was happening at that moment was God was doing a mighty work. I had gone out on my mission, but God was transforming my mind. Romans 12:2, he was taking the lies as I was confronting them, and he was allowing my mind to be conquered with his truth. I was going from not only believing in God, but to believing him. And that, my friend, is something that we each can do today. See, I was seeing and experiencing a man. I was believing. My mission to go out and see, to hope, to conquer, to realize a life, that mission is so awesome. Brought me right to the man. The same place that Martha found herself, standing in front of the man. Why does God tell us to believe and then we'll see? Because believing is what the relationship is. God has already conquered everything, but he wants us to have a relationship with him. Does this make sense? This is why God is saying believe. We can see things all day long. He has already conquered everything there is to be conquered. But what he wants more than anything is for you and I to believe in him. Believe in him. Then we'll see. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he longs to be in relationship with us. He can deliver on all the things that we long for, we want for, we hope for, the plans. But one thing he will never conquer, he will never come in and conquer your heart and make you submit to him. He will never come in and overtake my heart and make me choose him. He will stand and he will knock. He will stand and he will extend his arms, inviting us to him. He will do whatever it takes. He will hover around us. He will allow his presence to be known, but he will always invite us to believe. I don't know about you, but that's amazing to me. Amazing grace. The man Jesus I had met at a very young age, but I had felt all alone. I guess I was the female version of the prodigal son, but Jesus was calling me back, and he's calling you back. He's calling all of us back, and he's saying, now is the time. It's time. It's time for you to see my goodness. It's time to bring your weary heart and your weary soul to me. It is time for you to stand up and say to me, Jesus says, anything that you need to be, you need said. Bring your anger, bring your disappointment, bring what you have, just bring it to me. Bring it to the man, he says, confront and conquer. But we must believe. And that's what we're going to do this season. We are going to talk about the principles and we're going to talk about the stories. I'm going to invite you to come on and share with me and ask questions and really have that discussion that brings us all faith to believe. What is faith? It is the confidence. It is the confidence of that which we hope for and the assurance of those things that are yet to be seen. Well, friends, we're going to take just a few 30 seconds and we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we've got some callers that we're going to talk to. So, ready? Let's go to break, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to spend more time talking about conquering, confronting and conquering in Christ.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio, you're busy. Which is great, because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Well, welcome back to Coffee with Kim. Gosh, our new theme this year is confronting and conquering. We're going to be sharing principles and stories all throughout this next season. We are going to see lives change. We're going to see our lives transformed in a way that only God can see as he projects and looks at our potential. I want to let you know, if you'd like to contact me or be a part, connect with me in any way other than this show, you're more than welcome to come onto our ministry page, www.rosesandrainbows.org, and you can see everything that's going on there. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. We have daily devotionals there, and we're always posting everything that's going on, where I'm going to speak next. I'd love to meet you and see you wherever you are. So let's talk to some of our friends this morning. Let's see, caller 0204. This is actually one of my co-hosts that I'd asked to jump on today. So caller 0204, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, and this is my friend Debbie from Gilmer. How are you this morning?
I am so excited. I'm ready to confront and conquer.
Well, tell me what it is that you think this whole theme, Debbie, of believing. And for our audience, Debbie is actually the president of our board of directors with Burdens of Blood, with Roses and Rainbows. So Debbie and I have traveled extensively. Debbie, I want to take you together. But we go back maybe, 5 or 6 years? I don't even remember. It seems like we've been friends for a lifetime now and ministry partners. But let me ask you this, Debbie. That first time when I went into your church, Gilmer, in Gilmer, Texas, that I love so, so much, it has my heart now, and you heard me talking, because I know that there are many people who have been listening to me this morning so far that, you know, it could seem overwhelming. It's like, oh, my gosh, could it even be possible? Because they've been living with hurts for so many years, to really think that there's a possibility. I know how I felt, but that, take me back to that evening and talk to our listeners for just a minute. What was it that caused you, because we know from your testimony you had so many hurts behind your big sunglasses that you talk about that I love. What was it that caused you? Why is it that the listeners should give this a chance, that they would just be like Abraham, to hope against all hope that there is a possibility that they really can walk beyond the shame or the hurt and to live the abundant life that God has called us to?
Well, Kim, first of all, if you're listening today, you're listening for a reason. It's not just coincidental. That's kind of how I was when I went to attend the meeting for the first time, and I met you in person. I was so tired, and I was reaching for help. It was out of desperation. And so I was at the point where I couldn't do anything. I had exhausted every avenue of getting help, trying to figure out my life, that I'd had to take that chance, you know? I was like, what do I have to lose doing? I was desperate.
So what caused you to, I love, because that, Debbie, that's exactly where I was. I didn't look desperate, just like you didn't. Didn't look desperate. I was busy in my church. I was busy in the community. I was busy, busy, busy. I did not look desperate. But I was so, tell me, what was it? Because I remember your hesitation. I remember you walking up to me. I remember you saying you're going to get a book, but I remember thinking that girl's going to take that book home and throw it under a load of clothes somewhere, and she's never going to open it up, because I saw the doubt. What was it that caused you? Was it that you had exhausted everything else and you just thought, well, this is my last chance? Or, I mean, you dove into it. It obviously, God's word, that path that presented in that book has definitely transformed your life, and that is the power of Hebrews when God says his word is alive and active. But how do you take the first step? To anyone who's out there today, what would you say to them?
The first step was reading the book, Burdens to Blessings, Kim. You know, I had a Bible on my nightstand. I had a Bible in our living room. But you know what? That Bible wasn't active. It wasn't alive in my heart. And it took reading that book, and I did. I went home that day, and I read that book a day and a half, and that's when I knew there was hope. It was a scripture that had been sitting there right in front of me 50 years, finally came alive, and it put a little bit of hope in a desperate, broken girl's heart.
You know, I love that. I think that I love what you said because it makes me think of what Martha said when she goes, but Lazarus dead. Everything's dead. It's all gone. It's all, you know, and we think that sometimes that even God's word is dead to us until we get that glimmer of hope. And boy, when we do, and maybe, you know, maybe that's sharing that the story that I share may help connect. I don't know. I know with me, if I hear other stories of how God has worked in people's lives, it kind of is like the, I don't know, it's like putting kerosene on a, you know, on a fire. It lights it up. It sets it on fire. It gives the spark that I needed. So maybe that helped just understanding, reading a story of possibilities, which the Bible is filled with too, that I just love. So, Debbie, what would you say to the person who's thinking, I don't know, maybe just stay in tune every week and just take in one scripture, some of these scriptures that we've given out this morning, and just committing, right? Just committing to, like Abraham said, or like Peter said, but because you said so, I'm going to try it one more time.
Exactly, Kim. I would just say, you know, you're here, just stay with us. Stay with us through this series, and I know without a shadow of doubt, because I do believe that there will be something very special in it, everyone that's listening. You know, whether it's, you know, a major transformation in your life, or maybe it's just a renewal, but God is already going before us, and he's working out some amazing things that are going to unfold over the next few weeks that we're together. Stay the course. Stay the course. And, you know, Kim, as you were talking this morning, you know, all my life, I believed Jesus. And I remember at a very young, and probably the people that are listening this morning can relate, all the time, Jesus loves me, this I know, the Bible tells me so. At a very young age, we learn that and sing. But then it comes to a point in our life when we decide, let's confront things, and that's exactly what I did. I confronted at the age of 50, this I know, Jesus loves me. So just flip that around, and once I started believing in him and believe him to help me conquer, I couldn't do it in my own power or in my own blood. I had to have him in me to actually conquer. And every day, Kim, that I wake up and choose Christ, I'm choosing to be a conqueror. Just like you said earlier in Romans 8:38, or 8:37, we are more than conquerors through Christ. Every day, that's what I...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've inspired. You inspire me daily, and I know you've inspired our listeners, sweet friend. So I can't wait to see you in a few days. You'll be coming to my area. We're going to be filming a new study right here. So I'll see you in a few days, and thank you. Thank you for calling in and giving that incredible word. Somebody needed that word. A lot of people needed to hear that word this morning. Thank you, friend. I'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Caller 7275. We'd like to welcome you on Coffee with Kim. Caller 7275.
Good morning, Kim. It's Becky from Fort Bragg.
Hi, Becky from Fort Bragg. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm so good. It's so good to hear your voice. So tell me, what do you think about the show that when we're talking about believing has to come first before we can see to conquer whatever it is that's before us? What are your thoughts? What do you have to say to our friends who are listening?
Well, I've been taking notes as you've been talking this morning, and some of the questions you asked were you know, are you ready to deal with doubts? Are you ready to redeem the regret? What's really standing in your way? And that's a big question for me this morning. What is standing in my way, and why can I not get over that speed bump? What are the speed bumps? When I look back to my time with Burdens to Blessings in January when I first met you, that going through that again just stopped me in my tracks. Can't describe it any other way. The last couple months I've had to figure out what it is that stopped me, and I think it somewhere, I can't remember the chapter you start out with, taking the next step, which is literally moving forward one step at a time, day to day, and listening, believing first. Yes, I want to run to him, but start out by crawling, standing, walking, and then running.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even crawling. I was standing still.
And do you know what it was? What is one thing, Becky, that you feel like that you have conquered? And we're always conquering through Christ. What is one thing you've confronted that you could share, that you feel comfortable sharing with the listeners today?
I do think we have to have a concrete example. And for me, I've told you this before, but chronic pain and depression my entire adult life. So when it comes back, it comes in cycles, severity. It was just a really rough year leading up to January when I met you. So I realized that I was trusting God to work it out for me. Sure, I ask every day. And if it doesn't happen, I get frustrated, depressed, and it's very hard to move forward. So the thing that's standing in my way is that the only way over it is trust and faith. So it's a reminder to come back around and continue to take the step with faith, whether I'm in pain or not.
You know, and you, and our listeners don't understand that you are a nurse, so you understand the dynamics of pain, and you're able to alleviate a lot of people's pain. So for you to come to that point and not being able to control yours, to handle yours, to alleviate yours, really brings a whole other dimension to the story that you're sharing with us. And I just thank you so much. You've moved now. You've gone from Georgia. And may I just also thank you for your husband's service in our military and you as a military wife. And that brings a lot of things that you have to confront as well. And I'd love to I'd love for you to join me for a whole show sometime just to talk about that. But you've encouraged people today, and no matter what kind of pain, physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, that the principle there is to believe and trust in God. And that's always our first step, isn't it? The reason that I wanted to bring that out, Becky, and I know Debbie did this so well too, our previous caller, is that when Jesus, when Martha ran to him and said, you know, why aren't you here? What's going on? I don't understand. I've been your friend. And, you know, and we can all do that so many times. But God, I've done everything. I've taught Sunday school. And some of us, you know, can't. I mean, it doesn't matter if you can or can't. The picture that I wanted to leave in people's mind today was confronting only comes as we stand before him in whatever circumstance that we're in. If we are broken down, if we're beaten, if we're angry, if we're frustrated, no matter what, that he says that we must believe before we can see, because believing is bringing us into his presence. Believing is bringing us to the one who is the conqueror. Believing is drawing in that relationship that he longs for. It's bringing us back. It's bringing us back to our center. It's bringing us back to our faith. Everything, you know, God can show us anything. He can rock this world any way he wants to. He can give us at any moment anything he wants. But he loves us more than that, than just a snap a finger and make everything okay. He wants to draw us into his presence where we can truly feel and know and touch him and be touched by him and be comforted by him. And that you have just drawn an incredible picture of that today. And that's what the way I want this season to begin, is drawing us into a fresh, renewed relationship that of the one who says, believe in me so that you can see all things. Dear friend, thank you so much for calling in. We're running out of time. Will you call back?
Sure.
And please be a regular, because I love your words as I love you.
I will.
Bye, friend.
Thank you, Kim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, can you believe that we are just about 5 minutes into our first show of this second season is concluding? I'm so sorry for some of the ones who called in that didn't make it through. Please, I pray next time we're gonna start dedicating the second part of our show just for you to be able to call in. Many called in that were able that I guess just had to run off and do other things, and for that I'm so sorry. But please call in, and I'm going to ask our executive producer right now, she's going to draw a random number, and she's going to look through the ones who tried to call in and those who did make it through. We're going to come up with a phone number. She's going to let me know, and you're going to be the winner of our drawing today, and you're going to get a book, a free book, Burdens of Blessings, and I'm going to get your name and address, and we're going to get that out to you. That is something that I want to do more giveaways this time. I want to do more fun activities. But more than anything, I want us to come back to the basics of God's Word and return to our place and stand before the living Christ who gave his life for us, who says, through me, all things are possible. And you, he says, are not only a conqueror, but you are a conqueror. So I want us to get back to that, to see that mission. I want us to understand that God loves us so much that he wants, desires, and longs for us to be called back into that relationship with him. That maybe some of that has died a little bit. Maybe the world has confused us a bit. Maybe our hurts have made us feel abandoned. Maybe we thought he should be there when he wasn't there. Maybe we're just kind of lost in this world. Maybe we're crawled up on the inside and we're not sure where to go. Please find this as your place to come to, because this season we are going to confront our faith, and we're going to hear others. We're going to hear stories of others who have confronted their faith and grown through that and really seen how Christ led them to be not only a conqueror, but more than, to help those around them to be. Revelations 12:11 tells us that we know and we can see, we live the life that God gave us to have by what? By the blood of the Lamb, by his shedding of the blood on that cross that gives us the gift of salvation. But then also by the word of, not but also, but to the stories of how that has changed people's life, hearing the word of the testimonies of those makes it more practical. You see, the spiritual, the things that only God could do, was given his life. Our part is that we can give testimony of how that life has affected us and given us life. So that's what this season is going to be about. So if you have a story, or if you know the story and you'd like to be my guest and you'd like to share your testimony of how you confronted and conquered, please let me know. Contact our director, Kim, at kim@rosesandrainbows.org, and we will send you, we will get you connected. We want to hear your story. Let's make this season the most practically based, spiritually founded path of God's word going to work for us. Let's let him march before us and let us follow in his footsteps. But now you remember the Israelites, they had to put their toe in the water to see the sea divide. So we'll put our toe in the water by joining here each Monday morning at 10 o'clock and really hearing the word and then believing it so that we can see it. Well, I just thank you again so much for joining me today. I think that we have a winner for our Burdens of Blessings drawing, and it is caller 0188, 0188. If you will call us or contact us You can contact us. Oh, okay. It looks like I've been told that we will call you. We will call you and get your name and address and get your book out to you in the next day or two. So that's caller 0188. Congratulations, and I hope you enjoy the book. For the rest of you, I hope you've enjoyed our show. I hope that it has brought you to a place where you can look up and maybe feel God speaking directly to your heart, that you can feel sense his invitation where he says, come to me, I know you're weary. Come to me. I hope that you get a picture of what that means when he says, believe so that you can see. That he's saying to you that it's more important, the believing is more important than the seeing, because the believing in him, the accepting of who he is, the standing before him with our questions in our hearts, the mending of that relationship, the beginning of that relationship is what is eternally based. All these other things that are weighing us down are things that are going to be gone one day in the eyes of eternity. But our relationship with Christ, the one that he longs for us to have, it's the one that carries us beginning now through everything that we'll face for the rest of our lives and through eternity. You know, I started this show saying that I opened my door. I got to the place where I had to confront my issues. And I look back and I think, gosh, I didn't do it. Remember, it wasn't because I had the courage to do it. It was because I was desperate. Remember I said that it was my desperation that led me to a decision? You know, no matter where you are today, here's the truth. Maybe it was courage after all. Maybe God's calling you up to the courage that he knows that's inside you. Because the courage that God has given to you and put in your heart, it's not the absence of fear. Courage is that decision that there's something else that's more important than the fear you're facing. Your life is more important. The plan God has called you to is more important. The people around you who need you are more important. The relationship that Christ longs to have with you is more important. Courage, my friend. The courage that we're going to be talking about over these next few weeks, months, the courage that we're going to be comforted by, the courage that you're going to hear in the stories of those around us, the courage that you're going to find in the depth of your soul is confronting that fear with the faith that God has planted inside you, and that knowing by growing that faith, by exercising that faith, by stepping out and confronting with faith that through Christ, you are more than a conqueror. 37. Thank you so much for joining me this day. Join me each and every week as you come on to confront whatever is the issue and leave as a conqueror in Christ. Goodbye, everybody.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.